So the best part of the trip is always when you're in the car, you have like a 4-hour drive, and then like a half hour into it, you hear the kid from the back seat saying, "I need a mink." Right? Sometimes it's more graphic, but you know, for this year, I think we'll leave it at that, right? And so now the question is, what are you supposed to do? Can you tell him to hold it in for a little bit? Can you tell him you have to stop at the next rest stop? You know, the next rest stop is a mile away, and then the next one is 25 miles after that. You're going to try to make it. You're not trying to make it. Happens all the time. Anyone with children knows this is the Dover Pushet, you know, every day, a daily occurrence. So even if you tell them to go to the bathroom beforehand. So, and even if they go to the bathroom beforehand. But so now, Vashayla, are you mechuyev to stop? Is there a halakhic imperative to require you to stop the car if someone needs to go to the bathroom? So the iser of Baal Teshaktsu, of holding it in when you need to go, is a machlokas, it's obviously a sefer, Haichan Likras Alkech, which is a whole sefer devoted to going to the bathroom issues, and this mitzvah of Losasev, Baal Teshaktsu, he brings down that it's a machlokas of the Yoreim, who says it's an Isser Doraisa, and others who say the Pasuk is really only Durabbanan, and therefore it's an Asmacht of Alma, and the Pasuk is an Asmacht of Alma, it's only Durabbanan. For the most part, we assume that Avera is only holding yourself in, is only Durabbanan, it's not a Doraisa Avera, and that will have ramifications in a moment. Shulchan Aruch paskins this straight up in Gimel Yud Zayin, says Amash Nekovav, if someone holds himself in over Mishum Baal Teshaktsu, he violates this Avera of Baal Teshaktsu. Now, this is for if you need to make number one or number two, whatever it is, Ketanim or Gedolim in the words of the if Shulchan Aruch, no matter what you need to do, if you hold it back, you violate the Isser of Baal Teshaktsu. Mishnah Berurah points out that if you hold yourself back from making ketanim, urine, then you violate another Isser as well. It can make you an akara. It can possibly cause damage to your internal body and make you not able to have children. Says the, if you look at the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, Kusaitza Chaznish, which is, it doesn't really apply this Avera, when Nishtana Teva, the Metzias has changed, that doesn't really cause such causing a person to become sterile if he doesn't go to the bathroom, and therefore this doesn't really only violate one Isser of Baal Teshaktsu. But still, you don't want to violate even one Isser of Baal Teshaktsu, so are you mechuyev to go the second that you need to go? So, first of all, Mishnah Berurah brings a very important heter, that because of kavod abrios, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can delay going to the bathroom. Gama isra baal teshaktsu nidakam nei kavod abrios. And that's because it's only the Rabbanan. If the whole violation is the Rabbanan, you don't have to, you know, if someone's a classic example, they give someone in the middle of giving a shir, and he needs to go to the bathroom, he doesn't have to stop his shir, or a rav in the middle of a drasha, if he just feels the urge to go, he doesn't have to stop it just to go to the bathroom. Similarly, you don't have to pull to the side of the road the second that you feel an urge. You could wait to the rest stop in 5 minutes and go to the bathroom, because since it's Isser is only Durabbanan, that's why we allow it for Kavod Abrius. Okay, but let's say there's no Kavod Abrius aspect involved. There's rest stops every few miles. Do you have to stop the car at the first rest stop? What is the shear of Baal Teshaktsu? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins that if you can't hold it in for a parsa, now parsa is about 72 minutes, 8,000 amas, which is in feet, what does that come out to? 1,600 feet, give or take, 1,000 feet, which is about what? About a walking distance, about a mile, what is it? Mile plus, more 2 miles, close to maybe 2 miles, right? 16, how many feet are in a mile, no? So what is that? 500? Right, for close to 3 miles, right? So about a 72-minute walk, they say, for an average person. That's what it is, give or take. You know, if that's the distance that you're driving, I don't know how that plays out. If it's time based on the car, unclear. But that's 72 minutes. This parsa is, if you can't hold it in for that much, you can only hold it in for, let's say, 40 minutes. You can't hold it. You're not allowed to hold it in for 40 minutes. You would have to go immediately, because since you're not at a stage, you could hold it in for 72 minutes. You're mechuyev to go to the bathroom as soon as possible. Magen Avram says, no. If you can't hold in for 72 minutes, it doesn't mean that you have to go immediately right now. What it means is, when you really need to go, if you really feel it back, that you're holding yourself back from going to the bathroom, then you violate the Isser. But if you're not holding yourself physically back from, you know, holding it in, as they say, then you're not obligated to go. The Yisod of the Uz Nidbru, I thought, was the clearest thing. He says, look, Derechei Darchei Noam, the ways of the Torah are very pleasant. This is not you don't have to drive yourself crazy. You don't have to go see a urologist before you practice every halacha here. But this is that you got to, the normal way of the world is when you got to go, you go. Don't play games and hold yourself back in a place that, you know, when you could go to the bathroom, to try to observe this, you know, to try to circumvent this halacha. So practically with the children issue, I think the issue is that if the normal thing, you tell them, hold it in, my wife and I have the rule. The rule is you tell them once, okay, you know, we'll get you to the bathroom soon. If they ask again, then you pull off the car. That's the norm. You know, the first time, okay, they forget about it for another half hour. You could drive. Sometimes you forget. But second time, then you're out. Fine. Final question is, what about, there's a wild shaila. Are you supposed to have kavana for fulfilling the mitzvah of Baal Tishatzu when you're in the bathroom? So you don't hold it in, you go to the bathroom. You're allowed to even think about the mitzvah when you go to the bathroom. I'm going to the bathroom now, so that I don't violate an avera. Now, in general, Losa says you don't need kavana. So problem is, it has to work with Arizal. Arizal says that Losa says should have kavana as well. So if that's the case, are you allowed to even think about fulfilling the mitzvah in the bathroom? So the Arizal says that when you enter the bathroom, before you enter, you should think, I'm going to fulfill this mitzvah, implying that in the bathroom, it would be forbidden. Shulchan Aruch in Pei Hei says you're not allowed to think about Divrei Torah at all in the bathroom. And the Ramah says, I feel Hilchas Amerchatz Aser Wilmo B'merchatz. You're not allowed to learn even the laws about going to the bathroom in the bathroom. But it's unclear. Does that mean you're not allowed to think about fulfilling the mitzvah in the actual bathroom? Unclear. So they asked this Shaila to a couple of Gedolim. And of course, you got opposite answers. They asked this to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. I saw this in Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich. And in one word, Rabbi Chaim says, mutter. No explanation. Rabbi Chaim says, you're allowed to think about the mitzvah of Baal Tishatzu in the bathroom. However, they asked this to Rabbi Nevin Saul, citing the Sefer Avnei Derech. He said it's usher. So the middle pshita, the third sheet I saw, the Mishnah Yosef, he says it's best not to think about it. But if you forget to think about it beforehand, and you're in the bathroom, and you want to fulfill this kavana, you can think about it, but don't think about the psukim. Just think about you're fulfilling the mitzvah, don't think about the psukim. Okay, final issue, one and a half issues, is Rivo Sephraim asked a great question about David HaMelech. Everyone knows David HaMelech, the day he was going to die, he knew he was going to die on a Shabbos. So every, the last few years of his life, every Shabbos, what would he do, says the Gemara? He would learn the whole Shabbos. Knew he didn't go to the bathroom. So what, bomb kasha? So what do you do in the bathroom? I don't know. It says Rav Sephraim, Tzarchin. But perhaps you can answer, well, if you hold that you're allowed to think about the mitzvah Baal Tishatzu in the bathroom, so maybe David HaMelech, he escaped death when he was in the bathroom on those Shabbosim by thinking about the mitzvah, so he was thinking about his mitzvah. Final, last point, is the Avnei Yoshua says you're allowed to think about preparation for a mitzvah in the bathroom. In other words, you're not going to think about the mitzvah, but for example, I don't know, he doesn't say this exact example, but maybe sukkah is coming up. So you're allowed to think about where you're going to buy the wood for your sukkah. Home Depot. When am I going to go to Home Depot? So Minete Gavriel seems to say that's usher, but Avnei Yoshua says it's not really an usher. The idea of preparing for a mitzvah would be permitted in a bathroom. We should be zeichah, we should be able to go to the bathroom in time and not have to violate Baal Tishatzu.